Hi everyone, welcome to Anchor's podcast with Selina Ahankur. I am Selina, founder and CEO of Anchor, and each week I'm going to go over some bold and edgy topics with legendary women. I want to know what those topics mean to them personally, how they affected their lives in terms of personal fulfillment, and of course, what we can learn from those ladies. Each of these conversations will be honest, deep, and even entertaining. We will bring you some valuable content that will hopefully touch you, inspire you, but most of all, that will help you create a meaningful life in which you not only exist, but a life in which you actually are alive. First topic on the list is identity. And I will be the one that breaks the ice for this topic and share with you the journey that my body and soul has traveled so far. Be ready for the journey of my identity. Are you ready? Anchors up! Now, for those who've been following us and following me, you know, you have noticed that I've launched Anchor, a platform that helps women live a more fulfilling life by embracing the power of their femininity. Now, I know it sounds like a mouthful, but I really wanted to talk about that more and how actually Anchor came to existence. I wanted to share with you and take you on a journey of how I got here. Of course, a sped-up journey because Anchor is just a tip of the iceberg. And there's so much behind the story of Anchor. But I really wanted to show you how this all started and why, especially why Anchor has been launched and giving birth to. And it all started with who I used to be, who I've become, and how I want my daughters to become. And, you know, my story starts quite normal, and it's going to sound very familiar to all of your stories. I am a Moroccan woman, so my roots are Moroccan, and I came from a very large and warm family. I am number three of a family of 12 children, and I am the oldest sister. I have five sisters who are younger than me. So, growing up in a large family has a lot of positive aspect about it, and it brings a lot of. It teaches you a lot of things, but it is difficult to grow up in a large family as one of the oldest. So if you would ask that question to my younger sisters, they wouldn't notice because when they grew up and became teenagers, most of us were already out of the house. So they did not experience the full house concept like I did. But I'm thankful that because it made me who I am today. But it brought a lot of lessons with it. It was very challenging, I was married at my at the age of 21. I thought it was a good age. I was ready back then, and I had met the love of my life. So yeah, I took the step. I got married, and I was living like a normal woman. I was living by expectations of society, expectations of my religion, expectations of my culture, expectations of my family, expectation of my husband. You know, I was just trying to be the best version of me. But I didn't know much back then. And I didn't ask any questions, to be honest, because I was stuck in this race of life where I was working and, you know, coming home and being the mother and the wife. And actually, I was living my life on automatic pilot without pausing or asking myself any questions about why are things the things they are now, or why I do the things the way I do them. And, you know, I always felt deep down that I was missing something. But I couldn't say what it was because I didn't give that feeling or that voice much attention. I kind of, you know, unconsciously avoided it and pushed it away and lived my life further like this automatic pilot. I think I was just being afraid of answers and the unknown. And I was consciously and unconsciously avoiding all the questions and all the voices in my head. And, you know, trying to lie to myself that I have everything that I could have. I have a beautiful marriage. I have two beautiful daughters. I have a great job as a teacher at school. I have this side hustle, which was, you know, a makeup artist. So what can I ask for more? I have a supportive family. There's, you know, I have everything that I have. So, you know, I was making myself believe that there were people in the world that had a worse situation. So that was nothing wrong with me. So I thought I should avoid listening to the voice and, you know, suppressing that feeling. And so, yeah, my next achievement was then my master's degree in the science of education. I thought maybe if I achieved that, that would make me feel happy. That would make me feel fulfilled. So that's what I did. And after a few years, I finally got my degree, my master's degree. And guess what? The voices were still there. The feeling of unfulfillment and that something was missing was still there. So, you know, trying to finish what I started and trying to live the race of life and try to make everyone happy around me. And after 16 years, the bomb dropped. The anchor fell in the water, hit the bottom of the ocean, and the ship stopped moving. I stopped moving. So, and since then, everything in my life changed drastically and eventually fell into place. So, basically what happened is one beautiful Sunday morning, I woke up and my marriage was over. Like that. 16 years of partnership, families that grew up together, a beautiful house, a home, car, all gone. What I was building up for years was over in an instant, and I couldn't do anything about it. I had zero control. Now, for me, that was the trigger that stimulated the anchor to fall on the bottom of my ocean, of the ocean. So the ending of my marriage caused and forced me to stop with an enormous power. I was pulled back and forced to stop moving. So there I was, standing still, looking around as if I was an observer, staring at my life from the sideline. Everything that I thought I knew about myself seemed like an illusion. I started doubting everything that I could know about myself. My identity, who I was as a mother, as a sister, as a wife, how the world saw me. So I didn't know better than moving. Moving was the only thing I knew in my life. I didn't know how to live with a pause or without moving. Now, when I was forced to stop, I was completely lost. I was disoriented. I was completely off track. I didn't know why I made certain choices in my life. Why did I marry that person? Why have I chosen to to go and teach. Why did I choose to become a mother? Why did I choose to have two children, not one? Well, how am I as a mother? Am I a good mother? Am I a good wife? Was I a good wife? Am I a good daughter? Like everything. I wasn't sure of nothing and no one anymore, not even myself. And of all the questions that were flashing through my head, this one question came back over and over and over again and was heavier than other questions. And that was the question, who am I and what is my purpose in this world? Now, I was 36 when this happened. I was married for 16 years and I had two daughters. I was teaching seniors in high school and I had a very responsible and interesting job at school. But nothing worked for me anymore. Nothing made sense. Not even the one thing that I was born to do and I was doing since I was 19 years old, which is teaching. So I couldn't get myself to that school every day. At school, by the way, nobody knew about my crisis. Nobody knew about my divorce. Nobody knew about how I felt. I kept everything for myself out of fear, out of shame, out of distrust in some of those people. So I kept everything inside and I kept moving and I kept moving and I kept pushing myself to that school. And I was like, I already failed in my marriage. I'm not going to fail as a teacher. I'm not going to give up this and I'm going to give up on this. So even though I was forced to stop, I was still dragging this anchor on my ankle and trying to still move. But you can imagine when you have such an enormous weight on your feet, on your ankle, that you move very slowly and that the moving is very hard and that you will probably, crash one day. And that's exactly what happened. So after 1 year and a half of putting on a mask and trying to hide everything that was going on in my life, the identity crisis, the fact that I lost friends, the fact that I lost family, the fact that I lost my marriage, the fact that I lost, material things. I lost the only thing that I adored doing, which was teaching. So I called my principal and I told her that I'm not going to come back anymore. And she asked, why? Is everything okay? And my answer was, I don't know why. I'm lost. So to make a very large story that lasted almost 3 years, shorter, so let's speed it up for you. I had a mental breakdown, had an identity crisis. I was lost and in search for myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who Selena was. I didn't know what she wanted to do, why she was here on this earth. And I kept falling and getting up and falling and getting up. And thank God I was isolated from colleagues and from friends and from everyone so I could go through this journey alone, searching for myself. I had a few, very close people around me. So my circle was very selective who helped me through it. So my dear listeners, this is not the end. Anchor's launch is the beginning of the journey. And I invite you to join me on this journey because I want to help you find yourself too. I want to help you and guide you, reconnect with that strong, beautiful woman inside. And so you can live more fulfilling and blissful life, because it's not that we don't know who we are. Deep down, we know who we are. Deep down, we know what we're capable of. Deep down, we know we're strong. It's that we forget. That's it. You just forgot who you are, just like I forgot. And that's why we need to remember each other of who we are. I had the the gift that I met two incredibly outstanding women that remembered me of who I was. And because they lifted me up. And I want to do that for you too, because we are connected from within, which means me and myself, and connected. I am you and you are me. So if I go down, everyone go down with me. And if I lift up, I want to lift you up with me. And if everyone starts doing that and creates that mindset, you know, life would be amazing for women. Amazing for women. Don't see each other as a competition, because you are her and she is you. We are one. We're not separated. So those incredible women helped me to, find the light in my dark period, because I forgot where my, this is how I see it. I was in this basement, in this dark basement, and I was lost and afraid and, you know, disoriented. And then those ladies came to my life, and which is not a coincidence, by the way, and they remembered me of where the light switch is. So I just forgot where the light switch is, and they helped me find my light switch and bring light into my life so I can find my path and, you know, walk the path to fulfillment and get connected with my true self. So this is what I want to do with Anchor. I want to help you connect with yourself and, you know, help you create a more fulfilling and blissful, meaningful life. And you can do that by embracing the real you, the woman inside you, and your femininity, because you are a woman, not only by gender, but by heart and soul, and you have a magical power, which is your femininity. And I didn't know that either, but I read about it, and I learned about it, and I experienced it. And it made my life so much softer and sweeter and meaningful. And I thought every woman must know this. So I went from hustling in my life to flowing through life. And I started Anchor. I started Anchor, and I wanna help women around the world find back who they truly are, get connected with their self, anchor themselves, and, you know, use their feminine power and create a blissful and worthy life. Because that, my dear friend, is your birthright. That is your birthright. Remember that and believe that. And two words I want you to focus on that changed my life for me. The words if and the words try. Because we don't try, we do. And it's not if, it is when. So coming weeks, I'm going to talk to 8 incredible women about identity and their perception and experience around this subject. Our mission, to help women create a more fulfilling life by embracing the power of their femininity. My name is Selina Ahankur, founder of Anchor's self-growth and experience platform. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I hope this episode was inspiring for you or helpful, or at least it made you think about your identity and made you wonder why you are the woman you are today. Join me on my next episode, where I interview this very interesting lady about her perception of identity. Sending you love and light. Be kind to yourself. Anchors down.